Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, not just hip-hop. Went into the studio last minute, had to plug something in real quick. Giving y'all a vibe. That's the vibe for the day. It can't just always be about you yourself. You gotta show some concern, some consideration, some empathy for some other folks. You know what I'm saying? Don't be a self-centered asshole. You know what I mean? It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Alright, but once again, we in the building right now. Alright, getting ready to get everything together. Just getting it a little early situation rectified. But we here now. We here now. Alright, feeling real good. Feeling real good. Telephone lines are open early. You know how we get it in. 563-999-3050. Got a few things that's going to be going on today. You already know we got that go or no that's going to be coming up a little bit later on in the show. Got a bunch of joints today. I'm excited. I had to go through these joints. We had a few nice joints last week. All right, you know we have to wade through a few things to get to them, but we got a few joints from last week. We're definitely going to be bringing those songs back during the course of today's show. Big shout out to all the independent artists out there doing their thing, putting out all this music. All right, that's hitting these airways right now, hitting all the DJs' inboxes, all of these different platforms and record pools that we are able to source this music from. All right, once again, telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. I expected my dude, Mr. Roy, to be in the building in just a little while. I was talking to Red Girl Jones behind the scenes. We might get into a couple things with her a little bit later on in the show. In the meantime, let's keep this music going right now as I, you know, get a little bit more situated and rectified. Let's keep this feel going. Let's keep this vibe going. All right, entrepreneurial mindset. This is American Dream.
Yeah, I rock Omega, Killer Dog, Black Bottle. A wise person once told me that when you awake, you're dreaming. And when you're dreaming, you're living your life. In other words, dream big, live large.
In my mind, it's like summertime all through the year. Even though I'm in Alaska where it's cold as ice beer, cause I'm hot right here. Forget what you heard, it's sex, money, and murder, along with flipping them birds. And I know a lot of women, I got a few friends. My homeboy B just got himself a drop band. Since we ain't about to get 40 acres in a mule, get yourself an Escalade with a full tank of fuel. And some shiny new shoes, 22s if you prefer. Hit up a 5-star restaurant and make them call you sir. Ma'am or even madam, hot damn, we travel at the speed of light, tonight's the night. Get your money right, and haters gon' hate. Like waiters gotta wait, but them tables got tips. Why haters don't get issues, so don't even trip. Just live your life, keep doing what you're doing, and believe in better times.
We're moving on up, getting that green, living the American dream. And everybody seem to know me when I'm out on the scene. I'm living the American dream, trying to get a piece of the pie to go along with the cream, and live the American dream. It's time for me to really live life and see more than these streets. And start living the American dream. That's so fly.
My mama was broke, my daddy was gone. Sometimes she would get drunk, we have to carry her home. And granddad was a chump, when he didn't get what he want, he would get drunk and beat her ass like a punk. I use it as motivation, cause my mom used to take it. Man, I'm strong enough to make it through anything I'm facing. Since a baby, my life has been crazy. Choices God gave me, that's why it don't faze me. Used to be the button on the block with straight drop. Now people flock whenever my tape drops. Everybody followers of everybody's rap. That's why the hood steal everybody's trap. Life messed up, that's how America seen. Unless you go against the grain and American dream. Motivation times that by determination. Subtracted against hate, bet I reach the whole nation.
We moving on up, getting that green, living the American dream. And everybody seem to know me when I'm out on the scene. I'm living the American dream, trying to get a piece of the pie to go along with the cream, and live the American dream. It's time for me to really live life and see more than these streets. And start living the American dream. That's so fly.
The Basement Radio, giving you all that positive mind state, sending out those good vibes. This the kind of time we gotta be on in 2021. Nothing but positive vibes, nothing but positive thoughts, moving forward and building up. That's what it's all about. Brand new music, all right, is out there real heavy right now. I'm really vibing off of this one, DJ Khaled featuring Nas, Jay-Z, and James Fauntleroy. Yeah, sorry, not sorry. 30 Basement Radio, let's get it in.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living the dream.
Keep it as sexy, real sexy, real sexy.
In a dream, yeah. Came from nothing with the thought that we'll be living the dream. Living the dream.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
Hear ye, only kings stand near me. Silicon Valley money mixed with Henny, that's a Fendi. Half a century almost, slice the green like a lawnmower. Till we all on, never fall off, hear a boss talk. You don't hear me, that's your loss. Winner in life,
fuck a coin toss, I'm Coinbase. Basically cryptocurrency Scarface. Join us, there's gotta be more of us. I'm from the ghetto, what location? 2 seconds from the devil. I live heavenly in Cabo with a Mexican sombrero. Drink heavily, health is wealth. Look at wealth in me, wipe your nose. History, my type of clothes. Miss me with the hate. Help so many people get cake. Whips and cream for the crew. No other weed that think fast. The time I spit this, I started some other business. Came from the pitching. Cane in the kitchen. Dangerous missions. Wasting your time if you want my forgiveness.
Sorry, not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living the dream. Living the dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where the thought that we would be. Living the dream, living the dream, yeah.
Sorry, that's another B. Haters still ain't recovered from the other B. That's a double B, now that's a triple B. Can't forget about the other B.
Hey,
white gloves for me. Hater know not to touch me, I'm with the fuckery.
Fuck with me.
Humbly. Nah, respectfully. I'm a project, baby, fuck y'all expect from me.
Technically.
America's disrespect for me. You killed Christ, you created religion. Unexpectedly. Circle of ice on Japanese whiskey. On my mezzanine. Overlooking the city of angels. The angel investor in things. Unprecedented run. Everybody's getting banned. We just dance to different drums. I like who I become. Intermittent fasting, but these meals I'm not missing none. Sorry.
Not sorry. Don't mind me. I'm living the dream. Living the dream, yeah. Came from nothing, where the thought that we would be. Living the dream. Living the dream, yeah.
Five six three nine 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 3050, giving y'all some real grown folks music on that one. DJ Khaled featuring Nas, Jay-Z, and James Fauntleroy. All right, sorry, not sorry. No apologies necessary. Well, at least I hope not, because if you need one, I'm sorry, not sorry. You're not going to get one. All right, just grow up and get over it, right? That's what they always tell us, right? Just get over it. Move on. That was years ago. All right, so y'all will be all right. Y'all will be all right. 563-999-3050. All right, expecting Red Girl Jones to be in the building a bit, chop it up with her a bit, see what's going on in the world. A lot of stuff going on, I can definitely tell y'all that. Folks is out here getting jabbed up with this vaccine. I don't know what's going on with that. How many of y'all got the vaccine? Who's planning to get it? All right, who's already gotten it? Hit us up. Let us know. All right, how you feel about that? 563-999-3050. You like me? You like me? Nah, I don't know about that. I'm going to wait to see what happens first. Y'all get that, and let me wait a couple years and see if y'all grow another head out your neck or something crazy. So I think I'm going to wait to see, because there's been some reports already about, you know, people not faring too well after having received that injection. And excuse me, I personally know somebody who, you know, I just recently got their second shot, and they weren't feeling too good for a couple of days after, you know what I mean? So, you know, not quite sure exactly all that's in that particular mix, that particular cocktail that they putting in the people's arms that they say that you need, all right? But I don't know if I really need that or not. I guess we'll just have to see as we move forward. All right, but let us know what you think. 563-999-3050. 650. It's been real quiet on the political side because, you know, Joe Biden is the president right now, and it's nothing like Donald Trump was. Trump was, you know, totally insane and kept a lot of things going and constantly kept the drama real active, you know what I'm saying? But I kind of like this, you know, state of situation right now where things are a bit more calm and, you know, business is actually getting done. Of course, the Republicans are still fighting, but more or less they're fighting amongst themselves. So let them stay on over there and cannibalize themselves in the meantime. You know, the party has not decided to move away from Donald Trump but to embrace him even further. You know, one of their main leaders came out the other day and was like, well, we can't do it without Trump. So, you know, this is the direction that they've been going to. So coming up, expect, you know, Trump to reemerge on the scene on one level or another as the country continues to open up. You know, he might decide that he wants to, you know, start those rallies again and have people in the coliseums and the different stadiums and that whole sideshow. So I guess we'll continue to see how that moves forward. All right, got the goal. We know that's going to be coming up in the next hour. Like I said earlier in the show, we got a whole bunch of songs that's ready for y'all today. Got my dude, Mr. Roy, in the building. I'm not quite sure if he's quite settled in just yet, but we'll get him in the building, maybe get in a little battle rap talk before we get into the Go and Know. All right, one of the songs in the Go and Know this week, got a brand new song from a dude that's been shaking up the battle rap community. All right, my dude Cassidy. All right, Cassidy has been, you know, definitely a hip-hop veteran, you know what I'm saying, of a legendary status, definitely done his thing over the years in the industry, and now he's definitely shaking up the whole battle rap community. It looks like, you know, it looks like he's putting together his own, you know, a coalition. I don't know what you want to call it, you know what I'm saying, his own team. You know, he got a situation going on. All right, look like Mr. Raw is mic'd up and ready to go. Let me get him on these airways and see what's what. Mr. Raw.
You already know what it is when you hear the sound, how it's going down. I'm over here working in the cluttered corner. You know, you got the dirty basement, but I'm working in the cluttered corner trying to, you know, lighten clutter up and get things together because, you know, I got to do. I'm cooking. I got to cook. You know what I'm saying? I got recipes out there doing what I got to do. I did people a little something just like you did. I seen a little thing on YouTube that he's making like a coalition, like a team, he's running with an idea that's already in play, but he's kind of making it seem like, you know, that he's coming up with it wholeheartedly. They already have the face-off, you know what I'm saying? But he's saying that he's going to be coming up with face-off that it don't necessarily have to have anything to do with battle rap. It could be having face-off for any reason, any MC, any diss, any person, you know, like a whole united front. I seen them in video with T-Rex. They're trying to get them to battle. They was like, nah, that's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Murder Mook was there. Daylight was there. You know, 40 Bars was there. So he's really trying to, like, unify and come up with some new concepts with battle rap, because the money is there. It is a lucrative situation going on with battle rap. There are dudes that made money in that more than they would have ever made if they would have tried to put their own work out trying to get themselves a record deal. So, you know, can't knock the hustle.
No doubt. Well, I guess we'll see how it all, you know, pans out. I mean, I would be, you know, it would be interesting, you know, if he takes some of these people that he's, you know, building the situation with and, you know, have a battle or a series of battles against, you know, some of the guys in URL that, you know, Smack is pushing right now, because, you know, there's some people that get the push and some people that don't, and some of the older cats, you know, that, you know, we came up in battle rap like in and that we consider, you know, more bars. I mean, because some of these cats got style, but I don't be digging a lot of their bars. Like, you know, like this dude Swamp that's been getting such a push for about the last year. So I'm like, I'm not feeling dude at all. You know what I'm saying? To me, dude is like, you know what I'm saying? He got that heavy, heavy southern accent, and I just don't be digging what he be talking about. So I'm like, nah. And, you know, some of these other guys haven't really impressed me all that much yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got some style and they might have the aggression part down and they yell in your face and all that shit. But the bars don't really be impressive to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, a lot of these cats, I guess you got to be, you know, into some of the obscure bullshit that they might be into. You know what I'm saying? Some of the anime shit to really get some of the shit that they talking about. But it don't be hitting me like that. It just don't hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, some cats do and some cats don't. And a lot of these new cats just don't for me.
Yeah, to me, it's like they reaching. They trying hard. You know what I'm saying? And they really are trying to, they really mad about missing out on some of the camaraderie of the real major crowds. You know, they're watching their battle rap. Here's what it is. They're battle rap students that watch the game and prepared themselves to go into the arena as it was as they watched it. The arena's different now. So they're going in there preparing to play ball with the 2015 and 2012 guys, but they're coming in with the 2021 and they're trying to impress us, but they're not reaching us. They pushing it like, you know, you mean you didn't get that? Like, that's not hot to death? Like, y'all ain't breaking your neck over that? Y'all didn't stop the battle for 2 minutes just to give it a or they didn't tell me to run it back so they can repeat my line?
I guess you're right. I guess they are missing that energy. All right, but let me jump to this line right now. I see Red Girl Jones is checking in, so let me get her connected and bring her on the airways. Red Girl, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
All right, everything is good. Everything is good. All right, what's the latest? What's going on with you?
Well, I was trying to get my little guest on, you know, for the segment that we had spoke about, but I'm no luck and I'm panicking right now, so I'm just going to go off of what I got. And if there's any...
Okay, well, I mean, if you want to give him a little bit more time, we still got plenty of time if you want to see if you could, you know, connect with him and, you know, bring him on, you know, three-way or however you want to bring him on the airwaves, you know what I'm saying? We still got some time.
You know me, I'm going to wing it. I done did my little studies, so...
Okay. Okay, no doubt. All right, well, do your thing.
But how are you been?
All right, well, everything is going all right, you know what I'm saying? We got, you know, I was talking about the, you know, some of the COVID situation a little bit, you know, earlier in the show and talking about how I'm not trying to get, you know, jabbed up. I know some people, I know at least one particular person that got it recently, and, you know, when they got their second shot, it made them feel a little bit, you know, ill for a couple of days. So, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of different, you know, information out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of unknowns out there, you know. So, you know, it's understandable that people won't be comfortable, you know, at least a lot of people won't be comfortable to say, well, I'm just going to go and let them stick this in me and, you know, see what happens, whatever happens. You know, now they're talking about, you know, it might end up being like the flu shot where you got to get this every year. So, what do you think? What have you found out for us?
Oh, what did I find out? You're going in and out. You're going in and out. You're asking me what I found out.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I found out some real stuff that really pissed me off about the vaccine. They said it has HIV in it. So those words ain't even sitting right with me, but it's 1, 2, 4, 10.
Okay, now, you're sounding a little bit low. If you could speak into the mic a little bit more.
I said that the vaccine says it carries HIV-1.
And how did you find that out? Like, how did that discovery, source, you know, come about? Like, where did that information come from?
I saw this on a video source and online, and it was a doctor. Let me see if I could get her name. I should have wrote all this down. Shit.
And this was a doctor from this country or from another country?
Oh, from another country. And they were saying that the vaccine had HIV-1 in it, and that people, at first she didn't know that if people are testing positive, but they said, then she turned around and corrected herself 6 months later, they tested people and they were testing positive for HIV.
Now, Now, was she saying that this was part of the plan, that this was intentional?
I mean, everybody is taking the vaccine, right? So, yeah. Want to build up some type of immunity? I don't know, but why would they want to use it? To me, it's crazy. For one, it just has HIV in it. I wouldn't want to have nothing to do with that. To willingly put that in my body to stop another virus doesn't make sense.
No, that really doesn't make any sense. And, you know, I think that, you know, we'll definitely have to look into that a little bit, you know, a little bit further and see if we could get, you know, a bit more information on that because, you know, you would think that
it's
the only way that that would be. Yeah, it is. Because you would think the only way for that to be possible would be for it to be intentional, right?
And also, and if these people are testing positive 6 months later, are they still passing it sexually transmitted way? That's what I worry about. What about if, you know, there's...
Yeah, you're right about that.
Wife, one wife is not she's not anti-vaxxer, and the husband's a pro-vaxxer. He believes in getting vaccines and shit. What are they going to do?
Right.
Is that going to cause, you know, to get an STD in the future? I'd be scared of that. Those are just things that
I guess you wouldn't even know. I mean, you wouldn't even know that you were spreading anything.
Exactly. So not only will have COVID, you have to worry about AIDS and HIV. What about what it does to our body? It breaks it down anyway. And I also heard it makes a protein. Like, if you was to get the shot, I couldn't be around you. I'd get sick just literally being around you.
For, like, a certain period of time, or?
Yeah. And then it also makes women infertile. You can't have babies. And men, too. Why would I want that? That's like a damn birth control in one.
And this is supposed to be...
Let's ask that like a fuckboy, really.
Yeah, and I guess this is supposed to be some of the long... Huh? Say that again?
Mm-hmm. I said it sounds like a fuckboy to me. Gives you an STD and, you know, leaves you hanging with all these symptoms.
You'd be all messed up, huh?
Yeah, so...
Yeah. Well, it's definitely, it sounds like the kind of thing, you know, that maybe... Hopefully not, but, you know, some of the long-term effects, that's why I was saying earlier, I'm going to wait, and I'm going to wait a couple of years, you know, if at all possible, I will wait forever, and whoever has decided, you know, to take this shot or these series of shots, I'm going to wait to see what happened to them.
You know what,
because
I told one person yesterday who actually took the shot, I said test in 6 months later if you got HIV or not. He looked
now,
at
what
me
did
like,
they?
Oh.
What did they say? I know you probably bugged him out with that.
Yeah, he looked fucked up after I said that. But I have to say that because how are you going to trust people and put these things in your body? He said, well, I got to go to work. And my job is not letting me go to work or be around people without taking the vaccine. So it's like we're all stuck here.
Now, being that you dealing with different kind of patients because you're in the healthcare field too, you know, do you take any, like, extra precautions?
I wash my hands, and, you know, I do the, you know, the protective gear.
Okay. Do they give that to you, or do you buy your own?
I buy my own because, we are provided at the agency with our own, you know, they do provide that for us, but I still bring my own. I still bring bleach. I still bring sanitizer. You know, they don't provide Lysol in that, so... Alcohol, 91% kills a lot of germs. I just take my precautions. If I find out they're sick or not well, I'm not coming back.
Now, are the patients tested?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe they get tested. That's one thing I'm not saying I'm against. I do believe getting tested. I got my antibody test. Everything came back negative. I never had it. That's a good thing. But I feel... You know, worry. I don't try to, like, sit here living fear, like I said the last time. Then you got flu, you got pneumonia, you got all this other gross bacteria stuff out here.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, you gotta be careful. You know, but it's, you know, I mean, but that's the stuff that we are, you know, accustomed to. That's the stuff that's been around to be this new shit that they coming out with. And it's like, okay. You know, y'all haven't dealt with this old shit yet. Y'all ain't got no vaccine for cancer. Y'all ain't got no vaccine for HIV/AIDS. Y'all ain't got no vaccine for none of this other shit. How y'all going to come up in a year with a vaccine for this new shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute. I ain't thinking that shit. I'm sorry. I mean, am I wrong? Am I crazy, y'all? Am I crazy? I mean, I would
I
would definitely love to know who has taken this vaccine. If you're taking the vaccine, you think everything is good, you think we should take it, call up and let us know what your position is. We'd love to hear from you. 563-999-3050. We got Red Girl Jones in the building. All right, definitely a pleasure to have her in the building. All right, are you able to hang out with us for a little while?
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. All right, fantastic.
I can get my guests on because I would like to hear other people's opinions on the, you know, the vaccine people and the non-vaccine and how do you feel and are you even scared that you know that this vaccine has HIV? Let me know. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely. Let us know. What do you think about some of this? What do you think, you know, some of the, you know, you think we're crazy? Is it all just conspiracy theory? All right. Let's jump into a little bit of music, and then we'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? It could be okay. Then again, it could be risky. All right, this is Sweetie.
3-2 shots, got a bitch feeling risky. So Sweetie hot feels doing numbers. I put rims on a hot pink Honda. Lip gloss on, it's a pretty bitch summer. Take it how you wanna, I put it on my mama. I hide around town, I'm the baddest ever. Bitches love saying how they face did it better. Had it hoes link up, baby, mad together. I could do the splits with the honey spread and better. Knew the head was special, he giving brain like a geek. See your cologne, that shit'll bring out the freak. Fuck a fake nigga in a pick me bitch. Mouth slick, lunatic, leave a dirty dick sick. I'm Mrs. Untouchable, I'm like a lunchable. Play like it's all fun and games till I'm done with you. Someone approachable, I'm unforgettable. Bitches is all talk, this ain't no interview. Ooh, all that drama and that gossip, you could miss me. Ooh, how the hell a broke nigga try to fix me? Pretty bitch, someone got the whole gang mixy. 3-2 shots, got a bitch feeling risky. Ooh, all that drama and that gossip, you could miss me. Ooh, how the hell a broke nigga try to fix me? Pretty bitch, someone got the whole gang mixy. 3-2 shots, got a bitch feeling risky. Working overtime, yeah, I barely see my sheet. Time finding then your bitch and I ain't getting beauty sleep. Gotta hit up with if you was trying to get to me. Cause my schedule's filling up, I'm booking summer to the spring. Ain't nobody going harder, heard about you and so-and-so. But it's the difference between a puppet and who run the show. I walk the magic city, busting bands, letting hunters go. All this ice dripping on my body like a runny nose. Ask me what my life like now. Cosmo and Vogue covers up the price right now. Princess and my fingers get that right now. Fat ass 4.0 making me proud. My jewelry outrageous, don't ask what it costs me. 2 times in the backseat sipping on Doc. Lick the ice, hit the light, even make great chops in me. Bitch, ain't no keeping up with his y'all thinking. Oh, all that drama and that gossip, you could miss me. Oh, how the hell a broke nigga try to fix me? Pretty bitch, someone got the whole gang mixy. 3-2 shots, got a bitch feeling risky. Oh, all that drama and that gossip, you could miss me. Oh, how the hell a broke nigga try to fix me? Pretty bitch, someone got the whole gang mixy. 3-2 shots, got a bitch feeling risky. Oh, all that drama and that gossip, you could miss me. Oh, how the hell a broke nigga try to fix me? Pretty bitch, someone got the whole gang mixy. 3-2 shots, got a bitch feeling risky. Pretty bitch music.
Yeah, yeah, Dirty Basement Radio, that's that. Some of that new heat from the girl, Sweetie. She's doing some serious things right now. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to hit you with a Sweetie double play, then we're going to come back to the telephones. I see Maddie Matt in the building. I see my dude Ben Buttons in the building. Hold on tight. We're going to come right back. You know, this is a song that set it all up for her and got her popping. This is Tap In.
So don't ever stop if you want to be on top, bitch.
Low bass, fat ass, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Diamonds dancing on your neck, nigga, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Fucking nigga get rich, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. MLB, I see gang, nigga, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Wrist on glitter, waist on thinner. I'ma show you how to bag an 8-figure nigga. Face on daddy, pockets on trigger. You better get the car to make it swipe like Tinder. Private villa and the fire kid killer. When he posts me, all the house gets sicker. Up for a killer, I don't need fillers. Never been a lame, so the real bitch is silly. Daddy on the FaceTime, you can never take mine. End up on a dateline, bitch. Rich with no date job, bitch, hit your wop wop. Always on the court side, Big billionaire niggas wanna eat me out. Bitch, I'm from the west coast, they wanna go down south. All these lame ass niggas tryna fuck for clout. I won't let him hit, but he can put it in his mouth. Low waist, fat ass, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Diamonds dancing on your neck.
neck, nigga, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Fucking nigga, get rich, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. MLB, I see gang, nigga, tap in.
Yeah.
Tap, tap, tap. Got an itty bitty waist, huh? Pretty in the fight.
What?
Never let a broke nigga take you on a tight.
Nah.
Haters can't relate, bitch, I never gonna fight. I got a real nigga putting icing on my heart. Icy from my lips to my fingers to my toes now. Drippin' in Shanae night, this ain't going on sale. All these hoes boozy, baby, I do not do friends well. Lot of niggas pussy, but I promise that I won't tell. Now what's my favorite word?
Icy.
Bitch gon' smile, but I know she don't like me. 100 for a verse, bitch, I'm way too pricey. Fuck around and bring back hyphy. Lil' waist, fat ass, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Diamonds dancing on your neck, nigga, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. Fucking nigga get rich, bitch, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in. MLB, I see gang, nigga, tap in. Tap, tap, tap in.
Yeah, Dirty Basement Radio. Telephone lines are open, 563-999-3050. We live with Mr. Roy in the building, with Red Girl Jones in the building. Let me jump back to these telephones right now. What's good? Is this Maddie Matt? What's good, Maddie Matt?
Hi, good afternoon, DJ Sister. How you doing?
All right, all right. Definitely glad to have you in the building once again. You enjoying the show?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You were talking about the vaccine. I can honestly say I took it. I took the vaccine. I didn't have any problems. I never
heard.
Okay,
now which one did you take? Because they have like three different ones. Did you take the which one did you take?
I took the Moderna.
You took the which one?
I took the Moderna. Yeah, the Moderna. I didn't have any problems.
Okay,
so,
now was it one shot or did you have to take two?
The Moderna, you have to take the two shots.
Okay, so you took them both already?
Yeah, I took mine already.
Okay, okay. And you haven't had any adverse reactions? You didn't get, you know, sick to your stomach? You didn't feel any, you know, weak for a couple of days, headache, nothing?
No, the only thing I had is the soreness in the arm where they gave you the shot at. That was it.
Okay, all right, all right. Do you know anybody else who's, you know, because I'm going to be totally honest, you know, a number of my older relatives have gotten it, you know, because they were, you know, they were definitely concerned about, you know, about everything. And I guess, you know, hearing it on TV and everything like that, you know, they were definitely concerned in being the age that they are. So, you know, do you know anybody else that has taken the vaccine? Is anybody else in your family taking it?
Yeah, so I know quite a few people that took the vaccine between the Pfizer and the Moderna, and they didn't have any type of reaction other than maybe the soreness of the arm and maybe a slight headache outside of nothing major.
Okay, and you didn't have any second thoughts? You didn't have any nervousness about, you know, about getting it? You said, well, I'm definitely, you know, more concerned about getting the COVID than anything else, and just decided to go ahead and do it. Or you didn't have any second thoughts?
Well, that getting it and, you know, the fact of getting it and how sick I would get if I didn't take the vaccine. And then I saw a Tyler Perry documentary that he did, and he answered a lot of questions that people might have had, because a lot of people think this is the Tuskegee Air situation, and he addressed that concerns, and you know, I'm not 100%, you know, absolutely sure about everything, but from what I listened to him and from what I researched and what he said, it kind of made me feel somewhat comfortable enough to take the vaccine, so that's why I did it.
Okay, all right, fantastic, fantastic. Mr. Roy, Red Girl, y'all want to jump back in?
Yes. Sure. Okay, yeah. I mean, you just felt comfortable. You didn't feel sick, you said? I didn't catch that because I was actually on. Hello?
Yeah, Maddie?
You breaking up?
You was asking me a question, miss?
Yes, I was like, you weren't feeling too severely sick, and would you keep on doing the vaccine? What if you found out other, you know, the things I was talking about the vaccine is that they had HIV-1. Would you be concerned if, you know, in the future that people who did take the vaccine?
If that was a that was the actual fact that there was that in there. I might not do it again, but I didn't see any of that, the AIDS being incorporated in the vaccine when I did my research. So that's
okay.
Something new that I heard.
All right. Yeah, I just did a video on that yesterday, and I was like, just concerned for all my listeners. I mean, I'm an anti-vaxxer, of course, but I just wanted to know, you know, just let people be aware if it's true, if it ain't true. But it looked like it's pretty legit to me.
Well,
that's all I have to say about that.
I've been researching. I've seen the same video that Maddie Matt seen because she showed me. And,
okay.
I've been doing my research for the last week till I fall asleep in front of the YouTube watching different perspectives. I've reached out to people that I've known in a group text and asked their opinion, you know, because I just want to hear, because at the end of the day, I'm going to choose yes or no, if it's me or not.
Yeah.
But sometimes you look, it's just like what you see on the television show. When somebody's about to do something, and boom, there's a devil on the right shoulder and an angel on the left shoulder. And the angel's telling you all the pluses and the things that you need to do, and the devil is telling you all the other things. So I haven't heard about the HIV until you said it. But I've been researching. I've been looking at the numbers, the ratios, the factors. I've been looking at where it says who got injured and who got hurt after taking it, the success rate, and the multitude of people who have taken it already. They talk about 200 million people already took it. So, you know, and then I went into looking at the difference between Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson. You know, Johnson & Johnson was the one who had the situation where they had to pull it off the shelf, and then
they
went
to pull their baby powder off the shelf. But that's a long other story too. But I don't know. With anybody making recalls, I said anybody making recalls with their products, I wouldn't even trust the production of their medicine. But that's just my opinion.
Right, right. But
I know that's right.
At the same token, that's one of the most biggest manufacturers on the planet. So people were killing when it was being given out, people was listening to, oh, Johnson & Johnson got it. So they wanted to run towards the hills, because Johnson & Johnson was bigger than the other two in everybody's that heard about it. Then when they pulled it away, you know, it made people skeptic. So, you know, it's all about, when it comes to me and this vaccine, it's about three things. Your personal beliefs, as far as when it comes to your ailment, and if you're dealing with underlying situations also, so it makes you feel like, okay. And then if you know, you're close with your doctor, and your doctor told you and gave you hindsight, and then if you have people that you know taking it and nothing happened, then it makes you feel like, okay, I can take a chance. But then there's always somebody like, no, they got a baby fetus in it. Oh, they got HIV in it. It's like the negative is going to be there. So you just got to weigh your options, do your research, and just be faithful about your decision.
Hey, just do what works for you. True. Yeah, you're right. Well, I don't know. I just think those three little letters scare the fuck out of me. That's all. And, you know, I want everyone to be healthy, but we all got to make our own personal decisions.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, everybody looks at the process. You're speeding up the process when you're taking something you don't know about. So you'd be like, why would if I feel like we're going to die anyway, why am I speeding up the process with something that I don't know? So once you hear HIV, you'd be like, do-re-me, count me out. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's going to want to willingly take it. You're right about that.
But like I said earlier, what if there's one husband or a wife that, you know, a couple that's one vaxxer and one anti-vaxxer? What if they get the HIV? Is it still spreading the way it used to spread, through sexual contact, or is there any other things that's going to happen? You know, I just worry about shit.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, you definitely got to. You know, in today's environment, it definitely pays to be very, very skeptical about things. And, you know, we all know that this government has never had, you know, anybody's best interest, you know, in mind, particularly black folks. So, you know, they don't like nobody. They would like to, you know, minimize as many people as they possibly can, you know, nonetheless. But, yeah, let me bring Buttons in on this conversation. He's in the building, but holding on tight. What's going on, my dude?
Doing a damn thing. What's good with you?
Hey,
chilling, man. Then we got Red Girl Jones in the building. All right, we got Maddie Matt in the building. Mr. Raw, of course, is in the building. You know what I'm saying? You plan on taking that vaccine?
Nah, I ain't taking that shit.
Not for a while. You're not up with it either? Okay. Okay. You got any particular reasons you want to share with us?
It's depressing.
It's what?
I find that whole conversation to be depressing.
Oh yeah.
Ben just wanna hear some hip hop. You don't
wanna
hear none of that.
Yeah, that's for therapy right there. That's for therapy in a world full of madness and you gotta take shots, you know what I'm saying? And gut like, what the fuck, man, put some rap music on, forget about it. I mean, put the word in God.
Put
my faith in God, so
What's that, Red Girl?
I said, was Button, he talking about music. Did he drop something? He dropped some new music?
Well, we waiting on him and Mr. Raw to get in. You know what I'm saying? I heard that they cooking up something. So we waiting on Buttons to spit that verse on a Mr. Raw track.
Oh.
It's coming.
Well,
I'll spit it right now.
Okay.
Not right now. Hold your horses. Not right now. We want to wait till the track is done and, you know what I'm saying, we want to hear it right. We want to hear everything right. You know what I'm saying? We got about another 15 minutes before the go or no. All right, so definitely good to have y'all folks in the building. We got a bunch of joints. I need everybody's opinion. All right, if y'all want to get ready to play along, all right, get ready to hit that telephone and let us know about some of these songs that are going to be coming up in just a couple of minutes. We're going to jump back into a little bit, giving you some of these, I hate to say new school, but I guess so. All right, but I'll be vibing off of some of this stuff. It's some of the stuff that I actually like because y'all know. All right, a lot of this stuff be trash. All right. But we're going to vibe off of some of these joints. Got a couple of joints in the Twitch board that I'm definitely digging right now. So let's get it in for a couple of minutes before the go and no. All right, new music coming out of City Girls. You know they do the damn thing. It's going to be that type of a summer. New York City is opening back up, and this is going to be crazy in the strip clubs. You already know. Twerkulator.
I'm human being like your legs off. Try to get away from me, had a standoff. Hit him in the spot, knock his dreads off. My orders called his body, I didn't name him random off. Thugging in my Reeboks, ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot, truck will make a beat box. She made that talk, turn, water spot on pepper cough. Had a mask, truck will make him beat box. In Miami with my motherfucking heat, I another nigga bitch, and she got a feet, I out in the party, I'm on my big soul shit. Ready to get it started, bitch, I got no shit. Go hit the plug, ride around with four. Call me a 24, can't fuck with her no more. All the bitches do the most. I get my groove on every time I see them four. I got it on the door, thinking that's something you need to know. I'm smooth and I'm cold, she know my wrist on four. Skinny jeans on with a big bang roll. She playing my songs, I gotta take it off the stone. I'm trying to get it on, she feeling all over my Peter Bone. Two rights don't make a wrong, it just go on and on. I'm kicking shit like Jackie Chan till they got my kicks on. I aim, I hit my target, I'm off this bitch regardless. Burn away all carbon beam like your legs off. Try to get away from me, had a standoff. Hit him in the spot, knock his dreads off. My orders called his body, and then I'm random off. Thugging in my Reeboks, ride with a G-Shock. I heard he shot, truck will make a beat box. She made that talk, turn, water spot on pepper cough. Had a mask, truck will make him beat box.
When I first heard that song, I said to myself, damn, like I heard this before. Where have I? It sounded real familiar to me, but I couldn't quite place it. I couldn't quite place it, but I think I placed it. Let me know if y'all think I'm bugging.
Why they take us through the mountains? Make a mistake up at they battle lead and shoot a hole.
Damn, it is shit. Ooh.
Right, no big tune of shit. Wanna get it started? No, yo, why these new niggas keep talking like I'm gonna knock their head off? It's Tifa, have a bigger gap around this bitch, I set it off. Boy, you come from a sorority, better go and step it off. Who make this package a priority, then go and send them off? The majority say don't be with that boy, I'm a boss from the city of Al Capone, for Al Capone was endorsed on a cloth. I'm cut from that cloth, I'm a boss, I'm like Ross. You're gonna start looking like Laura Croft. We can't talk, this the battle that your hoe done endorsed. That bitch due to be a widow, she ain't do a divorce. She the captain of these Jedi mag tricks, I see the force. Is you dick sucking smack or make sure rules get enforced? Or you trying to ride with Beezy, looking cool up in a Porsche? Well, I thought you came from Philly, you look like Ewan on they court. You still doing it for sport, get some viewing and support. Tell caffeine, I'm hard drugs, you either shoot it or you swim. Man, I ain't giving nobody shit, nigga, I won't remove another torch, nigga. A gorilla up in the jungle, don't confuse me with none of these Porsche niggas. I really had to chill out, I boo the battle and travel and verse niggas. It's always gonna be some new niggas, but it's only gonna be one first nigga. You supposed to be the little twerp, nigga. Beasley run that purse, nigga. Ass is dust to dust, however it go with that church scripture. Let them niggas write a verse with you, but none of them go in that hearse with you. Let Hurricane do a rehearse with you. We storm in a room and surge in an emergency room. Gonna have to surge into the congregation. Feeding your family ain't a church, digger. Till like I boo on a diet pill, this work, nigga. I probably look better than you. I take off this shirt, nigga. You supposed to be the new surf, nigga. You seen what happened to surf, nigga. They wanna bring the old Big T back. Please don't be the new first. Nigga. Please don't be the new first nigga. Niggas keep talking like I'm gonna knock his head off. Your teeth, I have a bigger gap around this bitch, I set it off. Why you act like you a priority? I gon' send him off. Boy, you come from a sorority, you better gon' step it off. Soon. I've never seen a battle.
Alright, now. What you thought, Mr. Roy? What you think? Now, I don't know who came out first or what song was out first, but somebody's biting off of somebody. Now, we played the second one a while ago. So that's what up?
You saw some drama, so who was that?
All right, well, the second one was a battle rapper by the name of Big T. And that came out a couple of months ago. It was actually, he's dissing this other cat. You know what I'm saying? So that was like a diss record aimed at this other cat. We played that a couple of months ago, and we was playing a lot of battle rap diss tracks on the show. So, yeah, when I was listening to Spot 'Em, Got 'Em, I was like, wait, damn, this beat is so familiar. And even the flow on the chorus was a little familiar, too. And I'm like, man, I heard this. And just now it came to me. I'm like, yo, that sounds like, okay, let me, all right, so, Mr. Roy.
Whoever bought the beat first is whoever song it is. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's why we got to find out, you know, what's going on with that one. We got to find out what's going on with that one, Mr. Roy.
That, you know what? The first time I heard that song, this is the first time I heard the song in its entirety. But,
and you went Florida.
But there's a little trend that they do on TikTok. And that's how I remembered it, because right when it goes bitch and it says something, everybody punches the screen on TikTok, and it does the 60 seconds of that song. So that's where I heard that song from first, and I never heard the whole song in its entirety. But when you just played those songs, I thought it was the same damn song.
Oh.
Right?
Well, I know the difference. Thought, you know?
I thought it was the same shit. So, yeah, we definitely got to do a little bit more investigation, find out what's going on with that. And I guess that's a pretty good lead-in as we come forward into this week's edition of the Go and No. I guess we could start the Go and No a couple of minutes early, Mr. Roy.
Sure. Sure, you can. You can play the theme music, and I'll get ready to run right up in there. Red Go Jones, you going to join me?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Now that's what it is. We got Red Girl Jones in the building. We got Maddie Matt in the building today. Our judges today. We have a special invited judge, my dude, Mad Max from Pro Flow Radio, but I wasn't able to connect with him. We're having a problem connecting today with people today, Red Girl. You know what I'm saying? I hit him up a couple days ago behind the scenes, and I was hoping he would be available today, but maybe we'll catch up to him. You never know. We got about an hour left in the show, but let's get it together. All right, hold on tight.
Oh, and my guest is calling me. So,
hold on a second. What happened?
I said my guest is calling me on my personal line, so I don't know if he's calling the show.
All right, well, no, he's not. If you give him the show number, we could definitely see him on the switchboard, unless you want to bring him in on your line via three-way, if
no,
you think that's the easiest thing to
line.
Do. All right, no doubt. All right, so we're gonna get into this while Red Girl sees if she can make that connection. So hold on tight.
Number is 563-999-3050. You can send music also to drtybsmntmp3@AOL. The reason MP3 is included in the email, because we want you to only send us MP3, please. Any genre of music is appreciated. No censorship is necessary. We do not listen to this music ahead of time. We do not. There's no gag reel. Anybody can participate. If your music and you support your music and it bypasses the go and no with your support, then you can get your music played. Other than that, it's there for the wolves, and the wolves are out to play. So be careful and have thick skin and enjoy the show.
Okay, Let me see if I can get it. Yeah, let me see if I can get it together right quick, Mr. Roy. I'm still trying to pull up these joints. Okay. Wasn't cooperating for a second. We're going to get together right quick. All right. Like my dude, Mr. Ross, said, now we don't listen to these ahead of time, so please don't get mad at me. All right, get mad at the artists. If you're familiar with any of these artists, now's the time to show them some love, because if my folks ain't vibing with it, all right, they're going to have a problem. right, first song up on deck for this week's Go and Know, artist by the name of Book Gotti. All right, this song is called Shake Summer. All right, let's see what he's talking about. Let's go.
Got it. Got it, fuck on that bitch, yeah, a hoe. Got it.
Hood, rich,
got it, fuck on that bitch, yeah, a hoe. Shake, shake, shake. All that ass, yeah, a hoe.
Hoe?
All that ass, yeah, a hoe. All that ass, yeah, a hoe. Got a bitch that yo finna say song. Shout out to bad, you finna say song. Fuck nigga, tell me you finna say song. I was so good when she sucked me to sleep. I got the K, you know that I'm up. Fuck nigga, tell me he know that he stuck. Stuck. Shout out to bad, she sucked me up. I got the K, I keep that bitch up. Wait up for me, I might shoot the shit up. Shout out to nasty, just suck on my guy. All that ass, she a hoe. All that ass, she a hoe. All that ass, she a hoe. I was so good when she sucked me to sleep. All they blue got stacking more neat. Throwing up money like a nigga just got it. Shout out to the me cause you know I got it. Stick out that private, stick out them proper. Fuck nigga, chop me, I shoot him in the face. Shout out to D, yeah, she want all that money. Come here, girl, come get that money. All that ass, she a hoe. All that ass, she a hoe. All that ass, she a hoe. Got a bitch that yo finna say song. Shout out to she bad, yeah, she finna say song. Fuck nigga.
I think we're getting on that one. That's Book Gotti, Shake Something. All right, like I said, strip clubs is opening up, and I guess they might spin that one, but that's terrible. That's terrible. All right, Mr. Roy, am I the only one?
You hear this noise right here? Beep, 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 beep. You know what that noise is?
What's that noise?
That's the garbage truck backing up to get the trash. So please don't play that to me again. On to the next.
All right, all right, all right, all right. I think I know what everybody's going to say about that, but we got to make it official. All right, Maddie Matt, talk to me.
He can hang that one up. That's a no-go.
That's a straight no-go. Yeah, she sounds like she kind of tight about that one, too. All right, Buttons.
Yo, don't that shit sound like ringtone rap?
It sound like what?
Definitely a no-go. Hell yeah, that shit sound like ringtone rap. No
ringtone rap, okay. I don't know. That's like a. I don't know if anybody wants that for their ringtone either. But all right, straight across the board. Let's keep it moving on to the next one. That one's All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Coline Creezot. All right, and it features an artist we haven't heard from in a while. All right, featuring Paul Wall. All right, and Little Kiki on this also. This is called No One Does It Better. Let's check this one out and see what they're talking about. Go and know.
No one does it better than we do. Know what I'm saying, and that's where the DJ screw. 288 downtown and
nobody do it like we do. Pow wow, what it do? I'm talking about what you know about that 832. It's going down in A's time, still the city is screwed. I'm talking third ward, fourth ward, fifth ward too. I'm talking Acres Home, Gulf Bank, always true. Drip slow like glue, cup thick like stew. I'm from the home of doing me, we not worried about you. I'm 610 with my lady, it's just me and my boo. Four dough, big body, but it's just us two. Inside park, flipping through the 5-9. We don't say H-Town, we call it H-Time. This that Houston, Texas, Harris County. Check the map, holding slab. Coming down, acting bad on that.
No one does it better than we do.
Guess who riding? 59 sliding and them haters still hiding. Nobody does it better when the leather's soft. The top was closed, but I'm holding, so I'm taking it off. Houston, Texas coming.
Yeah, that's Coline Creezot featuring Paul Wall and Little Kiki. No one does it better. All right, well, I'm definitely vibing with that one. I like that. Real good sound. Real good sound on that one. I could definitely fuck with that. Mr. Roy, you with me?
Most definitely that sound like something that I could deal with. Paul Wall was an all right artist, and he didn't sound like he was compromising himself trying to satisfy the masses. The beat sound good. It sound good quality. I could see a video for it. Once I could see a treatment for it, I kind of roll with it. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to be too late. Was it? Love don't. For me, go.
Yeah, no doubt. Real good vibe on that. I'm liking that myself. Maddie Matt, is that a little bit better? Are we on the right track?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. I definitely enjoyed the beat, so I give that a go.
All right. That's what it is. All right, let's see if we can keep this one going. Ben Buttons, talk to me.
Yeah, you better go, yeah. That should work for me.
No doubt he on board with that one. Dug the vibe. That's what I'm talking about. All right, big shout out to them brothers on that one. Big shout out to Coline Creole, Longhorn, Paul Wall, and Little Kiki. Yeah, y'all definitely got one right there. All right, let's see who's next up on deck. Got an artist by the name of Diamonds. This is Diamonds featuring Only One and Theory. All right, the song is called Realist in the Room. All right, let's see if they got what it takes. Go and know.
Shout out Platt for this beat. I'ma rip some.
Straight corny. man, that hurts, man. When a woman calls this shit corny, whew, that hurts. That's bad. All right, Barton, what do you think about that joint, Realist in the Room?
I think a whole lot of things. I'm just going to say no go. Let's leave it at that.
That's funny. I think a whole lot of things, but I'm going to keep it to myself right now. All right, Mr. Roy, you close this one out.
Okay, listen, he had too much going on. You know, when you're going to have your falsetto and your what's the highest register again? The falsetto and the high octave in auto-tune, and all of that was before you, spit one word, and then what are you trying to do? You're trying to take us back in the day where you're trying to run a gimmick like Akinelli and go Ida after every line. It didn't work. Akinelli got
yeah, she was terrible.
Akinelli got away
yeah,
with
that was terrible. That was terrible.
It didn't work.
I don't know what he did. Okay, but you know what I'm saying. I give him an E for effort, but an F for execution. You know, that's what I say about that one.
F is execute. Basically, you saying F is execution.
Yeah, basically, I mean, you know what I'm saying? He made an effort. You know what I'm saying? He had the nerve to step up and give it a try, which is more nerve than a lot of people have. So we give him an E for his effort. But he couldn't pull it off. You know what I'm saying? So we give him F for the execution. You know what I'm saying? He couldn't make it happen. But it looks like we got Priest in the building. Big shout out to Priest. Going to get him connected. All right, he's been on hiatus for a couple of weeks, but we're getting ready to bring him back to the airways of Dirty Basement Radio. Let me see if I can get him connected. We could definitely have him involved in this week's edition of the Go and Know as we move forward. Priest, what's happening?
Yeah, man, I'm listening. I'm listening to you. I was listening for the E for effort and F for execution. See if we can get an F for execution.
You like that?
Yeah, I was like, hold on. I walked into the room right there. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up.
F his execution.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they tried. You got to give them, you know what I'm saying? They got to. Participation trophy. See, that's a participation trophy. You got the E for effort.
Oh,
all right,
okay.
Here you go.
Okay. All right. If you describe it like that, I'm just a professional, bro. I don't know. I gotta say something altogether different.
Okay. No doubt. We're definitely glad to have you back in the building. Let the folks know when you plan on returning to the airways.
Yeah, I'll be back on Friday. I had to go to the beach and get my mental straight.
All right, we're definitely looking forward to having you back. All right, next coming Friday. All right, so we're definitely looking for Priest on the 14th. All right, the 14th of May. All right, the Listening Room DC will be back in effect, so make sure that y'all tune in. All right, next Friday. All right, next Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., Priest is going to be back in the building, so... All right, so let's move forward with this going on right now. We got another expert ear. All right, maybe he'll be more forgiving than the rest of us. I don't know. All right, the next artist up on deck goes by the name of Jay Smooth. Matter of fact, I think I'm gonna come back to that one. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Jerry West. All right, this is called Motivated. All right, let me know what y'all think about this one. Going on.
Yeah, Jay West.
Whoa. Yeah. If I let me know.
Nigga like me wanted, I'ma go and get it. Came up from them slums, I ain't had no riches. Say I was a bum, I ain't had no bitches. Now I'm going dumb like I'm past no limit. Big foreigns when we pulling up. Drive slow, I got cash, so I'm never rushed. Demon time on her ass, I ain't finna bust. Pickin' Rose, Steve Nash, he finna give it up. Like Milwaukee, when I come, you know I bring my bus. Keep a Tommy in that cut, he keep creeping up. Bad bitch, she a slut, she gon' eat this up. And bitch, I been winning, I don't need no luck.
I been social distancing, I ain't got no time, so you get back up, we ain't kicking it. I been stacking cash, and now I got it, so they listening. I been moving fast, and I can't drop, I know they wishing it. Gotta stop that jam, we at the top, and now we glistening. Ain't no time today, only care about what my sister and my mama say. Ball out on my bitch, now every day a holiday. Savage mad because my man would take my time away. Yeah, like what I'm supposed to do, you know you just a substitute. Only got you coming through when she trying to get freaky too. Ride around in Billy Coops with the windows up eating fruit. She say you special, so I nickname the Aaron and call her new. Diamonds round my neck so cold they can't bear it, I spread the flu. Wanna try me, she on go and she there and prepare to shoot. I got hoes that coming to my crew live like Uncle Luke on my side, know what we do. Hey, in these streets, I be motivated. Made it out the town even when you hated. They gave me the crown, I ain't have to say shit. See, they wrote it down for...
All right, that was Jerry West. That song is called Motivated. It's an all right song, all right beat and everything, but I think the song would be better served over a slightly slower beat for that particular song. It sounds like he's trying to keep up with the beat too much. I would probably take the beat myself and use the beat for something else. You know what I'm saying? From a DJ side, I wouldn't mind, you know, using that beat for a blend. You know what I'm saying? But as a song, I don't think that works the way that it really should. Mr. Roy, what do you think?
It was a little faster than the typical. Like if he slowed it down two speeds, and it'll be like what's popping right now. I hear so much potential in these dudes, and I guess you guys gotta pardon me because I'm still relatively kind of stuck in my old ways, and when they talk kind of reckless like that, it turns me off of the song. When you're going into it, like what you're going to do to these women and what they are and how you do it, it's the same typical five basic food groups when is so much things that you can rap about. It's so wide of a genre that you could take it there. Why are you choosing just to say the same things and then be degrading with it? So that's not going to make me want to listen to no more of his album. He ain't do nothing to excite me. So that's a no for me.
All right, let's go to Priest and see what Priest has to say. All right, Priest, this your this first song you get to check out. What do you think about this?
Excuse me?
I said, what do you think about that song?
I said it sucked, man. I don't know. It sounded like he tried to loop his own voice. And then stay, like if you jump a rope, you just jump rope. You jump in and jump the rope. So now the beat was all right, but it's like, If you're going to do double dutch, you got to watch both ropes when you jump in. And if you get behind one, you're going to stop the other rope. So he stopped his own flow, according to me.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He stopped his own
flow. All right. All right.
Because he could have made
it. Well, Priest is giving that a no also. All right, Buttons, what do you say about it?
I was vibing with it for a minute until he started singing. So now I'm hating on it. Straight hating. No go.
No go. He was okay, so he started singing and he made a left. All right, Maddie Matt, you get the last word on this one. What do you think about it?
The beat was all right, but I give him a D. Go back to the drawing board.
Go back to the drawing board. So now a D. Is a D a failing grade? Is that a failing grade? Is a D a failing grade?
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, all right. Well, that's another no. you didn't do so well. It seems like we're going, you know, we're having some success, and then, you know, we fall back. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. We got to find another joint that's rocking. We're having problems. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Mr. Mark D. All right, and this is called Show Me Something. All right, please, show me something. Go and know.
Yeah. What is it? Just like that. Show me some. 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 Just like that. Show me some. 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 Just like that. Hey, hottie, hottie, my body got me heating up, hard for me to cool down. You ain't tryna mess the energy, they'll tell you pack it up, move around. Top of way down to the bottoms, that total package you seen, Ryan. If it was a good time for you to work it out, it'd be nine. Hey, show me some, shake it, show me some, shake it, show me some, shake it, show me some, like that. Show me some, shake it, show me some, shake it, show me some, shake it, show me some, like that. Hey, that thing thick as milkshake, rolling no puppet, no brakes. If it was a whole competition, knowing niggas going first place, no surprise that people be hating, especially when the thing be thangin'. Guaranteed they'll give you a thrill, like a trip out to Vegas. I get it and go, be hitting that hoe, but those that did and didn't I know, they feeling my flow, I'm flipping my dough, her backside pass by, jigger like, oh, had to go catch me a breather, whole meal, she don't be no teaser, ain't kinda like when you add a spice to a Caesar shaking. Show me some, shake it, show me some, shake it, show me some.
All right, that was Mr. Mark D, and the song was called Show Me Some. All right, let me go to Ben Bun first on this one, get some feedback from him. What do you think about Show Me Some? Did he show you anything? Because he didn't really show me
very
too much
creative,
on that
very
joint.
Very different. I like it. Give it a go.
All right, Bun's on board with that. He's like, yo, I like it. All right, Maddie Mac, you rocking with that?
No, I didn't really care for it. Didn't, no, not for me, sorry.
No, okay, all right. Kind of shaky again, Mr. Raw.
The funny thing about that, I hear the potential in it, in his structure, and his, I can see what he could do, and then he's trying to make it catchy, where it's something that you're going to sing, just like Bust It, Baby, Bust It. You know, that's what's going on now. So I think that he got some good material in him, so he got to keep going. I'll give him an E for effort, so I'm going to give him a pass, but I want to hear more.
Okay. I mean, I did like the, I did like that part.
That's
part.
Okay.
I thought that was catchy.
That. That's like Jadakiss's ahem. That's like Rick Ross's uh-huh. That's like Mr. Ross, you. So you gave something that we're going to remember. Now you got to give us a song that's going to be a signature, and he can take it there.
Okay. All right, no doubt. All right, let me see if Priest had a chance to hear enough of that song to give us some feedback. Priest, were you able to hear enough of that song to give us some feedback on that?
Man, I started listening to it. It kept cutting off. It sounded like a hooker song. You know what I'm saying? Or a stripper song. Excuse me, not a hooker. A stripper song.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it didn't take a minute and 50 seconds for her to get the shit off, though. She could have been and got the shit off. No, just no, man. No. That stripper song didn't work. It didn't work.
That one didn't work. Looks like we lost another one. Looks like we lost another one, Mr. Roar. All right, let's keep it going right now. All right, in about another 10 minutes, we're going to see if we can get reconnected with Red Girl Jones and the guest that we were trying to bring on a little bit earlier. All right, so let's see if we can finish this going. No, if not, we'll have to revisit it. All right, next artist up on deck goes by the name of Player Fly. All right, this song is called Don't Know Me. All right. Let's see if we want to know him after this. This is going no. That's Player Fly and Don't Know Me. I don't know. I'm a little bit on the fence with that one. I don't know. Matty Matt, help me out.
No. I didn't like
no,
that
no.
one. Too much niggas. It was too much niggas for me.
All right, too much cursing, too much nigga this, nigga that. You got
yeah.
a problem with that?
Yeah, it's not my thing.
All right, okay. All right, let's see if we can get a back-to-back approval from Ben Buttons. Buttons, are you riding with this one?
Nah, I'm not riding with that, yeah.
Man, you lost all the energy. Energy, woof. And he's like, nah, not that one. All right. Mr. Ross, talk to me.
That took me down, too. I mean, he could do better, bro. He could do better. That's not, nah. Back to the board.
Not happening. Okay.
Not today.
I'm sorry, Mr. Roar?
Not today, my friend.
Not today. Preach, you get the last word. What do you say about the song?
Now, I'm about in that vocabulary book.
You got a what now?
Buy him a vocabulary book.
Oh, buy him a vocabulary book. He needs to expand his vocabulary, get some better lyrics going.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. That one's another no-go. All right, we're going to see if we can squeeze in one more before we get Red Girl Jones back on the telephone. Let's see if we can squeak in one more. Let's see what I want to go with. All right, let me try this one right here. We got a song called, an artist by the name of Excellence, and the song is called Weatherman. All right, let me know what y'all think about this one. Go or no.
Listen. set the world ablaze.
I'm like the weather man in here, I got the snow. I'm like LeBron up in the stick put on the show. I got ice talking rock, big hair right now.
I'm bringing heat waves, I'm in the air right now. I'm calling for Katrina, bringing records to my life. I wanna move to Superdome, I have a midlife crisis. I wanna Cali wildfire made, I wanna scorch your wife. I wanna earthquake with a broken shake up my life. I need a Hurricane Maria, a spice of Puerto Rico. That's the eye of the storm, that a heart of mine. When you win heat waves, swap the wind. I'm the weatherman, I'm calling for a storm tonight. A black beauty, Holly Berry, she's warm inside. I said, I want that ice, honey. I want you blow me, honey. I want that FEMA money.
I'm like the weatherman in here, I got the snow. I'm like LeBron up in this big one on the show. I got ice talking rock, big hill right now.
I'm bringing heat waves, I'm in the air right now.
Well, that's a real odd, dark sounding song, and I know Button's going to say that definitely don't fit the Dirty Basement, but I think it's a fitting song. Right before we go back to talk about some of this COVID and vaccine stuff, I think that's a perfectly dark song for that. Mr. Roy, give me some feedback.
I think I got to call Reddy and try to get home on the line because. It seems like we're getting this music that we can laugh to every week now. No for me, bro. Dark or no dark, it sounded like he had no energy, no bar skills, no diction, no real flow. It just sounded like he said, I'm high, let's go in there, press record, and I got a hit. And he had a co-signer. So not for me.
Okay.
Please open
I think most of the panel may feel the same way. Let's run through it right quick. Maddie Matt, I know you're probably not
that's
on board with that one, right?
Yeah, it's a no for me. I thought he was dry. Nah, that's okay.
Nah, that's okay. All right, Buttons, was that crazy enough for you? Was that different enough? Did you find that entertaining?
I think you hit it on the head, you know what I'm saying, with the whole it's fitting for a lot of things, just not the Dirty Basement. Give it a no-go.
Okay. Yes, yeah, I kind of knew what you was going to say about that. All right, Priest, what do you think about that offering?
Oh, that was an offering. I'm sorry. I had to eat some Cheetos. I don't even eat Cheetos. So, I don't know, man. Just no. If you offer me Cheetos and I don't eat Cheetos, no, man, that ain't it. Okay.
No, that's not getting it. That's not for me. Right, no doubt. All right, we got Red Girl Jones back in the building. Let me get her connected. I don't know if she heard that song, but I don't think she's going to vibe with that one either. Red Girl, you want to say something about that song?
I thought Lil Nas X was trying to reinvent himself, but still, that's a big motherfucking no.
Okay. All right, everybody feel the same way. We're having some problems on these latest editions since we brought back the Go With No. We need some better songs, man. If y'all got music y'all want us to test out, if you got the nerve, because I'm not going to say who, all right, but I put the word out, you know what I'm saying, to some DJs who represent artists. And I said, okay, y'all are welcome to send your songs in, all right, to the Dirty Basement Radio. All right, you're welcome, and we even, you know, welcome to be on as a guest judge. Of course, you can't judge your own artist's song. All right, that's against the rules. But, you know, I think some folks is kind of nervous about getting uncontrolled real feedback on their artist. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been on different conference calls over the years. I've been involved in different coalitions over the years, and different kind of stuff like that. And a lot of times, y'all already know, I was the one, because, you know, I'm the one that's always in trouble anyway. Everybody's always mad at me anyway for something, right? So everybody else would be like, yeah, the song is hot. And I'm saying to myself, y'all lying like a motherfucker. Why y'all lying? So I'd be the motherfucker to be like, nah, that song is kind of, you know what I'm saying? I'd be the one to give the negative feedback and everybody be uptight. But it's real. You know what I'm saying? If you just got, you know, folks around you that's always, you know, being yes men and telling you your stuff is hot, oh, yeah, it's hot, oh, yeah, it's hot, you're going to be in for a rude awakening and a letdown, you know what I'm saying, down the line. So you may as well get the proper feedback now, all right, the constructive criticism now, and be able to make the adjustments now, you know, before you get out there and embarrass and humiliate yourself. So do yourself a favor. All right, get your nerve up. All right, don't be a sucker. Send your join in, drtybsmntmp3@aol.com. If you're a DJ who got artists, if you're a manager, if you represent artists, if your man's a member of the artists, your homegirl a member of the artists, all right, then tell them they need to get some real unadulterated feedback, all right, on Dirty Basement Radio during the Go and No, and we could definitely set them straight. All right, Red Girl, was you able to get the guest in the building?
Let me check. I just spoke with him, but that was before the show. I guess you could put on a song and let me call him, all right?
Aye, no doubt, no doubt. All right. I guess we could continue with the Go and No. We see if we can get this guest connected. I get them in the building so they could add on to the conversation. All right, next song up on deck, artist goes by the name of Woody, and it features King Troop. All right, this song is called Nobody. All right, let's give this song a listen and see what it do. Go and No.
I ain't nobody, gotta know about it. We can work that move and make that move, but no, I get to know about it. Fuck around and get your rub out. Don't be talking on your phone, you alone to these stupid old bodies. Hey, can you keep it look close about it? Only tell me they gon' tell if you gon' feel and I still don't know. Your bro fucked up, caught a fight. And he in the hood, and he serving there fast. With the dope and pop, like it, hot, stop it, hit him with the hot pocket. In my pocket, we ain't really living, I don't need any niggas stop it. Nigga wanna treat it with it, really talk to him like he say. We can put a little move, keep it with it, I ain't really smelling you, he ain't really with it. I don't really think you understand the rules and the business. Do it up, man, you gotta keep it cool and the business. Ballin' like Scotty Pippin in the truck, candy. Hey, man, the bitch, you dig it high, kick it really not to mention. Man, that shit that you smoking on, got you busy. Please don't make me put the rolling on, presidential. Ain't nobody gotta know about it, we can work that move and make that move, but no, I shit to know about it, fuck around and get you rub out. Don't be talking on your phone, you alone to these stupid old bodies, hey, can you keep it look close about it? Only tell me they gon' tell if you gon' feel and I still don't know. Your bro fucked up, caught a fight. And he in the hood, and he serving there fast. Body nigga name dropping, I been smoking Billy Kelly. Your nigga pulled up.
All right, that was Woody featuring King Troop. That song is called Nobody. It's an okay song, but it don't really do too much for me. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, and I wish cats would, you know, not rely so heavily on auto-tune all the time. You know what I'm saying? I really wish they would and just, you know, see what the song sounds like, you know, if you can make the song fly without that particular crutch. All right, Mr. Roy, talk to me.
I appreciate the way you said that because we've grown accustomed to liking auto tunes, and sometimes it does sound kind of fly. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I did like I'm a T-Pain fan. So the way you said it, you worded it, was something I hope that a lot of these artists are paying attention to. You know, don't use it so much all the time. Let's see how you sound without it. Real quick story. I'm just gonna say this really quick. I watched The Masked Singer a lot, right? In the first season, I didn't know until the end that it was T-Pain who won because we were so used to hearing him sing with autotune that when he sung all these songs, we didn't know what his real voice sounded like, so nobody guessed who he was, and he took The Masked Singer to the end and won. So we don't know.
Wow.
That he was.
Check that out.
He did. He won. Because we didn't know he could sing that well without the auto tune.
Okay.
So,
right,
you know,
right.
It's trendy. I like I like that song. I ain't gonna lie. I like the rhythm. I like the way it sounds. Take the auto tunes off. Let me hear what you're saying, dog. I'm gonna give him a pass because I kind of like the flow and I like the rhythm.
Okay.
Like it.
All right.
All right.
No doubt. All right, Matty Mac. What do you think about Woody featuring King Troop? What do you think about that song?
I agree with you. It didn't do nothing for me. So I'll give it a no.
Okay. All right, Maddie's on board with me with that one. All right, Button, talk to me.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a strong no-go.
All right.
Well,
all right, Priest, what do you think about it?
Oh, yeah, man, I was waiting, man. I was in shock, man, because everybody said exactly what I was saying. I was like, I want to hear the guy's voice without the auto tone. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because it was a snappy
beat. All right, brother,
snappy beat. Let me get your upper body moving, but where was the – I didn't get it. I didn't get the rest of it. So I said to not make it sound too bad and flunk everybody, I'm like, take the auto tunes off that thing. Let's see what you really sound like, bro. So I'm going to stick with you
on
that one.
There you go. All right, well, that looks like that's the general consensus. All right, let me get Red Girl in. She gets the last word on this one if she's available. Red Girl, you with me?
Yes, I am.
All right, what do you think about that last song?
I mean, I didn't understand his words, but the beat, the tempo, I liked it. I can't go in-depth because, you know, y'all are artists, but I liked it. I was just a little dancing to it while I was eating my food. I'm sorry.
All right, well, no doubt. I mean, you know what you like. You know what you like. Did you have any? Do you have any luck with the gentleman bringing him on?
You know what? No, and he has just embarrassed me today. So no.
That's all right.
But
believe me, girl, it's happened to us plenty of times.
Oh yeah.
It happened to us plenty. See, it's not so bad because we didn't advertise him. You know what I'm saying? He just, you know, he's just calling in. I mean, there's been times we've advertised people and promoted them. And, you know, they missed the show, and we have to reschedule them. And, you know, we talk about, you know, so-and-so going to be in the building at the top of the hour. So don't feel bad at all.
Oh, I'm not worried about it. Maybe, you know, we'll talk later or something. Or, you know, there's other shows that
no doubt. We can bring him on next week. You know, if he's available next week, we could definitely bring him back on and, you know, revisit, you know, the conversation. So no doubt. We got a couple more joints in the going, though, so hang out with me for a couple of more minutes now. I guess I'll do that one last. Next artist up on deck, it goes by the name of The Youth. This is The Youth featuring Currency. The song is called High Grade. Yeah, y'all ain't know I could do that, right? All right, this is called High Grade. Yeah, you know, I know all about High Grade. We'll be right back.
On the herb farm, tell him that I'm gonna need the green, cause them know say it keep the world calm. We used to dream and watch the stars, they know the use and know who we are. We came from nothing, turn into something, but I don't wear a star. Can I leave with my people, they know that I'm with them for real. Ain't none of the niggas my equal if you ain't grinding for real, yeah. Cause I'm high like a spaceship, go wherever it takes me. My heart never racing, yeah, ay. So tell them for free, tell them to seize it. The people them need it, yeah, ayy. They're feeling amazing, they take me some places, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, smoking high grade, yeah, yeah, yeah. We got so much more, yeah, we're smoking high grade, yeah, yeah, yeah. We got so much more,
So much is all in the U-Haul truck, gotta have strong arms to roll up. 20 joints a day ain't enough. We finna roll us 100, bruh. Andrew the OG, all I puff. Don't pass me none of that other stuff. Although maybe once or twice a day, might burn on that 100-pound cake. My homie Burner came through and he bleed.
All right. That was The Youth. All right, featuring Currency. That joint is called High Grade. And y'all can say I'm stereotyping if you want, but I think it's right. I go to Priest first on this one. All right, Priest, talk to me. What do you think?
The first part I can't do, but his rhyming was on time.
Okay. All right. So what you going to give it, a go or no?
I just give it a go because he can come back at that when he do it live.
Okay. All right. You're going to give it a go. All right, Buttons, what do you think about it?
Best dope, yeah.
It sound like it sound like you choking on something right now.
Oh, yeah. You know what we do. I knew it.
I don't doubt. So that's like the perfect soundtrack for you right now. So you rocking with it or what?
I'm rocking with it. Yeah, I'll give it a go.
It's funny. All right, Red Girl, what do you think? You like that?
Hell yeah.
You heard me.
You're digging the vibe. You're digging the vibe. You're rocking with that.
Of course. Dig with that. I like it.
Okay. All right. I think everybody on board with this one. All right, Matty Matt, I don't know if you indulge or not, but what do you think about the song?
Yeah, I enjoyed the beat, so I'll give it a go.
All right. Let's see if we're going to make this unanimous. We're going to make it unanimous, Mr. Roy.
What do you mean? You go to the American Rasta first. Before you come to the article Jamaican. Yeah, man, it's all right. Nothing wrong with that. But that was because I like the mixture. You know, when you go in and out, you know, people always found it funny when I was younger, when they would hear me talk like this and everything was all good, and then they hear the background people calling me. So, yeah, I'm on the phone. I still come. Wait a minute. I'm going to go to you. And they'd be like, oh, wait, how do you switch like that? It's just normal. You don't know already how it go, man. What do you mean? It's an article that's
Yaman. We got you, man. We need Purple Dread in the building right now. With that thought, we need Purple Dread in the building right now. Purple Dread. Big shout out to Purple Dread. All right, well, we finally got a song everybody all on board with. All right, mark that down, Mr. Raw. All right, let me see what else we got before we got to skedaddle. Got about 20 more minutes left in the show. Let me see what's left now. Okay, this song right here, I don't know if this is a freestyle, or he just, you know, whatever. But now, we don't do freestyles here, so if you recognize the beat, please stop me. All right, this is Jay Smooth, and this is called Jazzin' Freestyle. So we're going to get a quick listen and see what's what before we get on out of here. Let's see what he has to offer. Go and know. Jay Smooth with the Jazzin' Freestyle. Now, first out the gate, it took a minute and 20 seconds before the record even got anywhere. All right, by the time he started, you know, decided to rhyme or to do any real vocalizing, you know what I'm saying, the song is almost a minute and a half in. Nobody's checking for that like that. All right, you flunked. You get an automatic no for that. All right, Mr. Raw?
Too much going on, man. And the thing about it, at the beginning, you know, it was kind of a build-up, so it was okay for a second because it reminded me of those old back in the days when there was no TVs and the whole family sat in front of the radio listening to those Vincent Price stories with that music with the organs. And if he would have flipped that and made a hot joint and spit the right bars, that would have been hot. But all that anticipation was like blowing up a balloon, and when you let it go, you realize it was an air balloon and it wasn't helium.
Yeah, you know, it definitely sounded terrible. If he was trying to do, you know, give like an atmosphere, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, like you're saying, when he came in with the actual bars, finally, you know what I'm saying, it was anticlimactic. It's like, you know, you're not really coming with no style that's going to fit this particular energy that you, you know, this kind of vibe that you're trying to come across with. So yeah, like I said, nah, it's like I'm not rocking with it.
He talked arrogant like he was about to say the illest stuff in the world. He's like, yo, drop
you know
beat,
what I mean?
Son.
Exactly, exactly. Cass is crazy. All right, Priest, talk to me, man. What do you think about what's that artist's name? J Smooth. What do you think about J Smooth?
Well, he had the concept because the static in the beginning, that was the shit, like Mr. Ross said. Okay, now he took too long to get to the music. He got too long to get to the bar, okay? Now, if somebody get with the cat and tell him, yo, let's cut this and edit this thing and come back at it again, he might have something there. You know what I'm saying? But,
but as is, you're giving it a no.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Right away. That's
okay.
A no. That's a no, brother. But,
all right.
You know,
all right, Red Bill Jones, what do you think about that song?
I agree with everybody.
Did it make any sense to you?
He took too long to get to the whole purpose of the song, but no, that's probably what would, that's no for me.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Like I always say, if the ladies don't like it, you're in trouble. All right, Ben Buttons, what do you say?
I want to go with a go too, a no-go, but I just wanted to express a lot of disappointment because he sounded like he was about to go in.
Okay, you think so? You think so? Well, maybe if it had got to it a little bit earlier, we'd have had a chance to find out, but I guess not. All right, Matty Matt. All right, are you on board with that one, or you gonna say, was he corny too? Was he corny?
I wouldn't call him corny. I agree with that with everybody. He took too long to get to what he needed to get to, so I'll give him a no.
Okay. Another one that didn't fare too well today. Man, terrible showing. All right, let me see who's left. Do I got one left? Yeah, I do got one left, y'all. I've been holding this one for last. All right, we talked about doing it a little bit early in the show. Your boy Cassidy. Y'all know Cassidy. Why don't you come to my hotel? Y'all know Cassidy, right? All right, well, you know, he's been around for a minute. He's been doing his thing. He's been jumped in the battle ring a couple of times, did a couple of battles, but he got a new song that he released about a week or so ago. So I figured we'd throw him up in the go and know and see how everybody thinks about his latest offering. Because, you know, nobody's immune. That's another thing. I don't know if Mr. Roy told y'all this or not, but nobody's immune from the go and know. It's not just independent artists. It's also not so independent artists.
Amazing.
But in today's marketplace, it's almost like everybody's an independent artist, really. Because, you know, even if you're a household name like, you know, Snoop Dogg, you put out your own shit. You know what I'm saying? When you get ready, you don't have to have a deal. All right, but nobody's immune from the go and no. All right, we had some songs that you thought would have did well that from artists you thought would have did well that didn't do so well. So let's check out Cassidy right now. All right, this song is called Different Frequency. All right, let's check out this Different Frequency and see if he on to something. Go and no.
Watch how you speak to me, I'm on a different frequency. Keep a freak with me that be on my meat when they meetin' me and wish that they could sleep with me, I'm on a different frequency. I got the streets with me, I'm on a different frequency. I got the streets with me, I'm on a different frequency. At least had the decency to keep it on beat with me, cause shit to get deep with me, I'm on a different frequency. Since a younger dude, I had a little freak in me. I come to school just to fuck the teachers that was teaching me. Never could behave in school, stayed in school briefly. Since I ain't help make the rules, I break the rules frequently. You dudes' frequency is nothing like our minds is. Fuck you and the rest of your mom, kids. Your mom is an old thot. Swallow the whole cock, no roadblock. I get a meal cooked on the stovetop in a cold pop. Wait, haters really start hating when my clothes drop. Hoping I will open a clothes shop, then close shop. But my fans order from my door when they close shop. Niggas can't compete with me, I'm on a different frequency. I keep the heat with me, you reach if you deep with me. So watch how you speak to me, I'm on a different frequency. Keep a freak with me that be on my meat when they meetin' me and wish that they could sleep with me, I'm on a different frequency. I got the streets with me, I'm on a different frequency. I got the streets with me, I'm on a different frequency. At least had it.
Now that's a new offering from Cassidy that's called Different Frequency. All right, let me see what the folks think about that one. All right, Priest, What do you think about it?
I don't know, bro. I don't know how to tell you, but my man went from what he was doing to that, and that ain't a good improvement. Personally, so nah, I ain't rocking that, bro.
Ain't not with it. Priest ain't with that one. Not feeling it. All right, Buttons, what do you think about that new Cassidy joint?
I got it. I be bumping it. Give it a go.
Okay, you like it. He likes it already. He's on board with it. All right. Let's see. All right, Maddie Matt, you like Cassidy? What do you think about that one? You know what I'm saying? You don't got
all right.
R. Kelly no more, but what do you think?
It was all right. I don't think I would give it a go. I would have to listen to it again.
Nah, not really. It wasn't really that joint for you.
Yeah, it really wasn't. I wasn't on his frequency.
Okay. Not feeling that. Mr. Roar.
Lately, I've been dealing with expectation when it comes to my hip-hop connoisseur, the dude that already spit something that made my face crinkle and say, damn, and how did he think of that? So to be in the game for 15 years and this is what you come with, it seems like you're moonwalking. You're only going backwards. You don't have to talk like that no more. You made money. You did numbers. You reinvented yourself. You brought yourself back from a major car accident. So to me, this right here, it didn't impress me whatsoever. And I'm a big Cassidy fan. I can do without that one. I go back to his old catalog that I liked.
Okay. Well, you know, I was kind of let down too. I'm not gonna lie, because I mean, the dude could really rhyme. You know, I would prefer to hear him on a track that, you know, that bounced around a bit more, that had some more energy to it. You know what I'm saying? That had a bit more of a tempo to it, something that he could really spit some rapid fire shit to. This kind of slow, you know what I'm saying, this slow kind of rhyming that he liked to do, you know, now, especially, you know, watching him in the battles, you know what I'm saying, while he may say some bar-heavy stuff, it doesn't come across as entertaining. You know what I'm saying? It comes across like, oh, okay, yeah, he said something here, but, you know, it don't hit you like it should because of that type of a delivery that he does. So, yeah, I was kind of disappointed in this one myself. I would personally give this one a no. All right, well, that's the last joint that we had for today's edition of Going No. I definitely thank everybody who came through and gave their opinion and assessment. Now, we got a couple more minutes left in the show, so I did want to go back and play a couple of the joints from last week that I think did kind of well. Mr. Roy, you need to help me out a little. I'm going back to him real quick right now. I think we had a song by a young lady named, what was her name? Was it at? Nicola Dean, the Energy song?
Energy.
Yeah, no doubt. We definitely want to throw it back real quick with get a little bit of that song going before we got to get out of here. One of the ones that made the cut last week. And I think we also had the Shante Renee with the Pretty Girls. I think that one did well last week, too. So we're going to jump into those two songs right now. Ladies was definitely doing a real heavy last week. I made the cut on Going No. Listen to these songs, people. Take note. Sorry, this is Nicola Dean, Energy.
Tell me how we met somewhere before.
Yeah, real good sound and song, Nicola Dean, that energy joint. You could definitely look for those, request those. You definitely should hear those. They would fit real good in the format of both the Listening Room DC and the Brother and Sister Experience. All right, so definitely look for those for that song on those shows also. Wanted to jump into this Shantae Renee before it gets too late. All right, let's get into this right now real quick. This is Pretty Girl. Not just hip hop, giving you a little taste of what went down last week. A couple of songs that made the cut, a couple of R&B pop type joints. Once again, not just hip hop, giving you all good music from all the genres, regardless. All right, getting ready to get on out of here in just a couple of minutes. But before we go, Priest, thank you so much for coming on through. Once again, he'll be back in the building on his own show this coming Friday, the 14th of May. The Listening Room DC will be back in full effect at 6 p.m., so make sure you tune in for that. All right, Matty Matt, thank you so much. All right, as always, big supporter, big new supporter, Dirty Basement Radio. All right, we definitely appreciate you coming through and lending an ear, all right, to help us, you know, pick through these joints.
Thank you for having me.
No. All right, no doubt, no doubt. All right, Mr. Roar. All right, they're getting ready to throw us out in just a minute, man. Any last words?
Happy Mother's Day, Red Girl Jones, Maddie Matt, Purple Dread, Wifey, all the people out there. The rest in peace, Silver Fox, we miss you. I'm working. Tune in next. We're going to get, who's next? Me. I'm next Thursday. And then Priest back in the building. We doing, we cooking, we doing it.
Don't let them crush you, they say you can't move.
Sneak preview.
Without a clock of myself on the same
note. Just listen.
Leaving some hustlers and if we can't do.
You'll get it.
Ain't gonna be tripping over some bitch ass
dude. That's it, I ain't gonna pay, got pay for the rest. Ain't gonna get no more. That's what's going down. I'm in the basement working. No, I'm in the cluttered corner. He's in the dirty basement, I'm in the cluttered corner. Yeah.
Right. All right, in the cluttered court is going to be going down. Stay tuned for brand new music coming from Mr. Raw. I'm definitely digging that. Can't wait to hear the rest. All right, time to get on out the door. Y'all take care and be safe. Happy Mother's Day. Peace.
Girl. Wow. You looking good. I just can't wait.
I can't wait to get at you.
At you.
I can't wait to get at you.
At you.
Let me paint you a picture.
Picture.
I can't wait to get with ya, ooh, can't wait to get at ya,
at ya.
I can't wait to get at ya,
at ya.
I'ma paint you a picture.
Picture,
I can't wait to get with ya, true. You can see it when you're looking in my eyes, the way I'm looking at your side. No, I'm not one of those guys to waste your time, no. It's not part of the plan, not trying to be your man. Well, maybe just a fan, and let it grow slow. Don't get it confused, you have nothing to lose. Only when you snooze, if that's what you choose. Let me tell you the news, it is what it is. Go hard or go home, leave well enough alone. I'ma set the tone, and I'ma make you moan like you was home alone. Cause I'ma give you a bit. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya. Ooh, can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait.
I'm gonna paint you a picture. I can't wait to get with ya, true. Tell me really what you wanna have done. Come on girl, we'll have fun.
We have a lot of fun.
Let us two become one. Act like you know, oh. There's no need for you to start to be shy, especially when you're so damn fly. Please don't let this time pass us by, cause I'm ready to go for broke. Ain't no shame on my game, mama do what I claim. Show you I'm no lame, Raw's one and the same. There be no one to blame when you're calling my name.
Raw.
So let's see what you got, cause I'ma hit the spot. This is the last drop, I want you to make it pop. Till I pay you top, girl, that's my aim.
Real
talk. I can't wait to get at ya. I can't wait to get at ya. Let me
dirty.